You are listening to Motif Mosaic.
Hey everyone, this is Motif Mosaic and I'm your host Blessing. Thank you for existing, thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to this time that I'm going to have with you as we tune into some good songs and just talk about the messages behind them and just the circumstances in which they're written and how we can be encouraged by each of these songs as well as enjoy them. So settle down and listen in, because we're about to have a good time listening into a great playlist of music. So as we start today's show, we'll be listening into a song called He Does by Greg LaFollette. I think I probably got his last name wrong, but anyways, the song itself has very interesting circumstances under which it was written, because he writes this song and it's part of an album called The Liturgical Songs Volume 1, and this comes back from a year where he welcomes his first child, but also at the same time both of his parents pass away. So there's a lot of emotions that the writer of the song is going through, and a lot of it is communicated in the song, because what it is a very beautiful way in which, if you participate in liturgy often, you know that some songs have a call and a response, and this song does a similar thing where the singer asks a question to the crowd, he asks a question to the congregation, and the congregation affirms him with different answers by answering him and reassuring him that God does love him, God still cares, and God is merciful no matter what situation he is, no matter what it is that he's going through. And it really is something that we can thank God for the gift of community and just the gift of his love, that at times when it's difficult to trust in God's goodness, when it's difficult to know what's going on or to have the answers, we have people around us who can relate to us, who can remind us and reassure us that God is good, that he does love us, that he does care for us, he is merciful. And even in times, I like how in the song there's certain responses that the congregation even says we don't know to some of the questions that he has. And that's something also in which we can learn from when comforting people, that it's okay to not have all the answers, but it's even better to be present with a person and to sympathize with their questioning and with their struggles. So this first song we're listening to is He Does.
Is God good? Is God wise?
He is wise.
He is worthy of all thanks and praise. But does he hear me?
Yes, he does.
It's not fair.
We're sorry.
It's too much. He is holy and dwells on high. But does he know? Oh, and wipe me. He is faithful, His mercy has no end. But does He love me?
One of the things that we see in the life and in the ministry of Jesus Christ is that He continues to invite people. He continues to invite the lame, the weak, the outcasts, and He calls them and He invites them to Himself. He invites them into His presence. It's not those who seem to be worthy according to world standards, but Jesus looks at all of us in our brokenness and He says, "Come, come to me and come and dwell with me. Come and abide in me." And it's a great thing to know that when we come to Christ in our weakness, He does not turn us away. He continues to faithfully seek to comfort us, to faithfully seek to heal us of our pains, of our sorrows. And that's just who Jesus is. He will not shut us out in our time of need. He will not turn away from us when we come to Him. In fact, even in those weaknesses that we have, or what we think is unfixable or cannot be replaced in our midst, Jesus knows and He sees us better than we understand ourselves to be. Jesus sees what we are capable of. Jesus sees how exactly He made us to be and the purposes that He has for us. So when we come to Him, even when we feel weak, even when we feel embarrassed, we know that Jesus sees all those things and He's not pointing to those weaknesses and He's not turning us away in those times of weaknesses, but He knows our weaknesses. He knows where we fall short, and still He offers grace, and still He offers the invitation to turn away from those things and to come to Him. So this next song we're going to be listening to is "Jesus That I Know" by Stephen McWhirter, where he just sings and he says, "The Jesus that I know welcomes the weak. The Jesus that I know invites us and helps us to bear with our burdens and our troubles."
Gone. There's no chance you're someone Jesus loves. This broken world keeps telling you He won't. That's not the Jesus that I know. If you walk in His house and leave with shame, that was in Him, they just used His name. If you think He won't welcome you home, well, that's not the Jesus that I know.
Jesus that I know. doesn't care that all your prayers fall upon deaf ears. In your greatest need, you're all alone. Well, that's not the Jesus that I know. You'll ever be is someone grace can never reach. That's not the you Jesus knows. No, he looks at you and all he sees is a child his love has redeemed. That's the you Jesus knows.
If you look throughout history, those who choose to follow Jesus Christ do so at the cost of being criticized, at the cost of being labeled as different, as weird, as all these things, and even much more derogatory terms. And it's something that the Bible does promise, that when we follow Jesus Christ, there will be persecution, there will be seclusion from the world, and people will even call us crazy. And that's the message of the snake song, to just say that those who follow Christ Jesus are not exactly normal people, because it's more than the norm to think that a man truly claimed to be God and was God, to claim that a man who everyone saw crucified 3 days later rose from the grave and is still working today, to think that this is a man who performed miracles and did all these things. But we know that we do not have to be ashamed to be called crazy or to be looked down upon for the sake of Christ Jesus, but in a very interesting way, or in a very different way, Christ says, when people insult you, when people do all these things, they've done it to me already, so they're going to do the same thing to you. And rejoice even in those times when the world calls you crazy, when the world treats you differently because you follow me, because you are not of this world, but still you are in this world. So there is a difference, there is a marking, there is a seal, there is something about us when we follow Christ Jesus that the world will not be able to understand. But the more that they see us, the more that they see the love of Christ in our midst, truly even their claims of us being crazy are put to shame. So this next song we're listening to is Crazy People by Casting Crowns.
Who builds a boat with no clouds in sight? Who walks up to a giant and picks a fight? Who turns a lion's den into a petting zoo? Who can have church in a fiery furnace? Well, I'll tell you who. Crazy people trust in Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the all God's crazy people. Who brings a Bible into a public school? Who shares a gospel even when the world calls them a fool? And who's not afraid to go against the flow? Will cancel me and call me one of those cause I'm one of those crazy people, trusting Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the all God's crazy people. I'm one of those crazy people. Mission field. Crazy. Who talks to Jesus like he's real? Crazy. Who believes the words in red? Crazy. Who says he's coming back again?
Crazy.
Crazy people trusting Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the all God's crazy people. Just crazy people.
I'm one of those crazy people.
In all of the Gospels, except for John, we see that there's a recording of Peter walking on water. And it's not to say that Peter had anything within himself to enable himself to walk on that water alone, apart from faith alone. Because in the story, as there was a storm and the disciples saw Jesus walking past them on the water, they thought it was a ghost, and then they recognized, oh, this is our teacher, and there he is walking on the water. And within the group, Peter boldly proclaimed and he says, Lord, if that is you, call me upon the water and I'll walk towards you. And Jesus does call him. And it's just that faith to say that, Lord Jesus, whatever it is that you're calling me to do, I know that by faith, because you've called me to do it, I will be able to do it. And really, it's just something that's so bold and so great to see within the life of Peter, how much faith he had in Christ Jesus at times. And just seeing that he did not choose to stay in the boat like the other disciples did, but still, he looked to Christ and trusted in his word and followed him. And the same thing happens for us today, that there are promises that Christ has given us. There are things that he said are possible for us because of his word that he's given us. It says in the Bible that he has prepared us beforehand for every good work. So by faith, we're able to do good, we're able to serve Christ. But are we willing to take that step outside, take that step into the unknown and to trust in Christ Jesus? Because even then, when things got tricky for Peter and he started thinking, Jesus was there to save him. He said, Lord, save me, in that time when his faith started to shake. And it's the same thing for us, that has the Lord cause us. Even when things get shaky, we know we can still call out to him. It's not that God is going to just leave us to let things fall apart when he called us in the first place. But boldly and by faith, we can trust in God that as I leave this place of comfort, as I leave the boat, or as I leave these things that I know, and I step into something that is unknown, and I step into things that I'm not certain of, I will do so trusting God's word and in his promises, just as Peter did on his attempt to walk upon the water. We see that by faith he was able to do so, and even when he was sinking, the Lord was near to him to save him. So this is Walk on Water by Elevation Rhythm.
I'd rather slip walking on water than spend my life wondering what if. Lord, if it's you, tell me to come. 'Cause you alone contain the wildest wind. I know I can make it, 'cause it was your voice that I heard. I'm stepping out on your word. This is how you walk on water. One foot in front of the other. Never gonna let you go under. Just put one foot in front of the other.
Okay.
I got a faith deeper than feelings. I know a name that's greater than this storm.
got a God who never ever fails me. He's close enough to catch me if I fall. I know I can make it, 'cause it was your voice that I heard. So I'm stepping out, I'm stepping out on your word. This is how you walk on water. One foot.
Come on, show it.
Just put stepping out on your word. I'm stepping out on your word. I'm stepping out on your word. I'm stepping out on your word.
I'm stepping out, stepping out, stepping out. I'm stepping out, stepping out, stepping out.
The following song we're listening to, called All My Worst Ideas by Chris Renzema, and I'll just start off by reading some of the lyrics of the song because he just puts it so beautifully, and it goes like this. 'Cause all of my worst ideas start with me trying to put myself up where you are, and all my worst ideas end with you rescuing me as I spin out of control off the road, reaping the whirlwind I have sown. All of my worst ideas always end with me singing hallelujah. I've been saved by grace again. And it's true. I think all of our worst ideas are when we put ourselves in the place of God, when we make ourselves the final authority in our lives, when we try to take things into our own hands and have control over everything instead of trusting God. Because what we see is that we end up making a mess of things. We end up mishandling things, and things just spin out of control, and they're just worse off than we began. But even in the midst of that, there's still hope to turn to the Lord. There's still opportunity for us to come back to God, to say that we are sorry, and to submit everything into His control again. To say that, Lord, this was a terrible idea. I should not have taken things into my own hands. I should not have thought to myself that I don't need you. But every second I need you, in every decision I continue to need you. Because we see, even in the Bible, it was in those times when man turns away from God and wants to be God in his own life that we see the fruit of that action being suffering, being pain. And what saves us is that when we put God in his place in our lives, there's so much joy and so much peace that we can have. And that is a better idea than us trying to be Lord over our own lives but rather for us to submit to a Lord and Savior who loves us beyond our imagination. And so that's the greatest idea we can have, to trust God and to faithfully follow Him all the days of our lives.
I built a tower to the sky, tried to get to heaven, but all I got was tongue-tied. I stretched my wings out to the sun, must have flown too close, 'cause I fell into the ocean. 'Cause all of my worst ideas start with me trying to put myself up where you are, and all my worst ideas end with you rescuing me as I spin out of control, off the road, reaping the whirlwind I have sown. All of my worst ideas always end with me singing hallelujah. I've been saved by grace again. Grace again. Try to ignore it when you call. Sent you a voicemail, but you always get through to me after all. 'Cause every time I try and hide, matter where I sail, I always end up capsized. 'Cause all of my worst ideas start with me trying to run away from where you are, and all my worst ideas end with you rescuing me as I spin out of control, off the road, reaping the world have sown. All of my worst ideas always end with me singing hallelujah. I've been saved by grace again. And I keep telling myself that I'll rise up eventually, but knowing ideas start with me losing sight of how good you are, and all my worst ideas end with you rescuing me as I spin out of control, off the road, reaping the whirlwind I have sown. All of my worst ideas always end with me singing hallelujah. I've been saved by grace, oh hallelujah. I've been saved by grace, oh hallelujah. I've been saved by grace again.
Across different churches around the world, there's a command that Jesus has given his followers, and that is to remember his death and resurrection. And it's in an interesting way that he commands us to do so. And this through a meal, which is called the Lord's Supper, where the night before Jesus was betrayed, he broke bread and he gave it to his disciples saying, "Take and eat, this is my body which has been broken for you." And he blessed the wine and he gave it to the disciples also saying that, "Take and drink, this is my blood that has been poured out for you." And what Jesus was commanding us to do is that in that moment, we ought to come back to remember his death and resurrection, to come back to remember what it is that he has done for each and every one of us, to take the judgment of God on our behalf so that we can have his righteousness, to know his death and resurrection means that the sacrifice was accepted and that there is victory over death, there's victory over sin given to us by Christ Jesus. And it's a beautiful thing to understand and know that Jesus wants us to remember him in such a way, to come together breaking bread and drinking wine until the day that he comes again, because he also promises that he will drink of the fruit of the vine once more again in his kingdom when he comes. So it is a beautiful thing to understand and see that Jesus came, Jesus died, and Jesus is coming again. And let us continue to remember this all the days of our lives, not just Sundays when we break bread, but even personally, every day, may we remember what Christ has done for us, and may it inspire us and give us courage in our daily lives. So this is the last song we're listening to, How We Remember by Pete Barrett. This has been Motif Mosaic with your host Blessing. I hope to listen to some good songs with you again.
On the night you were betrayed, you took the bread, you gave thanks, and then you said, this is me, broken for you. In the same way you took the cup, your new covenant of love, and you said, this is me, poured out for you. This is me, poured out for you. What a saving grace, what a gift of love. This is how we remember, this is how we remember you. What a price you paid, gave it all for us. And this is how we remember, this is how we remember you. At the table once again, open hearts and open hands, we will taste and see that you are good. And every time we receive, we announce your victory, and we proclaim your death and life till you return. What a saving. Thank you.
you for listening to Motif Mosaic.